This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Lavas, and this is The Rundown. Suburban Cook County voters are casting ballots at about the same pace as they did in previous midterm elections. My colleague Alex Degman reports, as of last night, nearly 60,000 people in suburban Cook County have already voted in Tuesday's primary. Another 52,000 people have mailed in their ballots. Cook County Clerk Monica Gordon says that's in line with the last couple primary elections, and she hopes that changes.
Here in Cook County, the primary vote could pretty much make the difference, and it's an opportunity to vote for your local elected officials as well. So we want to increase that vote in the primary.
Early voting is available until Monday at 55 locations in suburban Cook County, and voters can either cast a ballot in person or you can drop off your completed mail-in ballot. Now, six Republicans are making their final cases to replace the seat currently held by retiring Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin. That seat is open for the first time in nearly three decades. Jeannie Evans is a Chicago-based attorney and appeared on our In the Loop program this morning.
We've had strong one-party rule, Democrat rule in Illinois, and we continue to see high prices and high crime. And we believe it's time for a fresh voice in Washington to innovate.
Evans faces former Illinois GOP Chair Don Tracy, also Casey Klebeck, Pamela Denise Long, and perennial candidates Jimmy Lee Tillman II and Carrie Caparelli. Now, it's well documented that offering community college students some extra support like tutoring and stipends can help people stay in school. And now a new study from the University of Chicago finds this kind of help can also boost a student's chance of getting a degree and earning a higher salary. Tiara Davis is a student at Kennedy King College and participated in a program run by 1 Million Degrees. It helped Davis stay on track when she was grieving the death last year of her grandmother.
Having somebody from the outside say, hey, if you stop right here where you're at, you're not going to be happy with yourself because you know you can do more. You know you can go farther. It did something.
Students who got into the program as high schoolers earned an average of $14,000 more per year down the line compared with students who did not get that extra support. The Chicago area could see wind gusts up to 60 miles an hour tomorrow. The National Weather Service is issuing a high wind watch for our area. It starts at 4 in the morning through 4 p.m. on Friday. And we want to wish a very happy birthday to Chicago icon Sven Gulli. Now, the man behind the makeup, broadcaster Rich Coase, is a native of West Suburban Berwyn. Sven Gulli was created by Jerry G. Bishop in 1970, and Bishop wound up his stint as the horror host in 1973. And later, Rich Coase asked Bishop for permission to resurrect the character, and he became Son of Sven Gulli in 1979. Rich Coase turned 74 today. His now iconic Saturday Weekend TV show is broadcast nationally by MeTV. You're listening to The Rundown. We're continuing our week-long look at some hot primary contests ahead of Tuesday's election. And now we're going to look at Danny Davis. The 15-term congressman is retiring. 13 Democrats are competing to replace him. Now, like Davis, several of these candidates have roots on Chicago's West Side. And my colleague Chip Mitchell has this overview of the race.
The district stretches from near western suburbs to some downtown and south side areas. Danny Davis wants to pass the mantle to LaShawn Ford, a state representative for 19 years. In Springfield, Ford has helped boost aid to curb drug overdoses, open doors for minority-owned businesses, and win criminal justice reforms. Running for Congress, though, he's come under attack about a criminal case of his own.
LaShawn Ford was indicted by President Obama's Justice Department.
He pleaded guilty more than a decade ago to one misdemeanor tax charge. The ads are part of a nearly $2 million barrage against Ford linked to cryptocurrency interests.
I voted to regulate cryptocurrency in Illinois and send a message that we should do that in America. So they know that if elected to Congress, that my vote there is a threat to their wealth.
Ford's competitors include Melissa Conyers Irvin. Her husband's a Chicago alderman and helped her win a state House seat. She served 2 years and helped pass bills that toughened punishment for hate crimes and required schools to support kids who are bullied. Then Conyers Irvin was elected Chicago treasurer. In that office, ethics allegations led her to pay a $30,000 fine, and whistleblower allegations led the city to pay a $100,000 settlement. In this congressional campaign, Conyers Irvin has benefited from more than $3 million linked to a pro-Israel lobbying group known as AIPAC. That money is paid for ads, mailers, and phone calls. I caught up to Conyers Irvin at a forum last week and asked her, in light of all that pro-Israel spending for her campaign, what would she do in Congress about the war against Iran? She said President Trump should be impeached. Then she talked about people suffering in Chicago.
So Donald Trump needs to come to the south and west sides of Chicago and see what we're dealing with. Thank you, Chip.
Listen, why are you walking away? You're getting all this support from AIPAC. How can you be trusted on that?
Conyers Irvin didn't answer and headed toward the door, but I asked again, how could she be trusted?
I'm working for the residents of the south and west sides of Chicago.
Another Democratic contender in this race for Danny Davis's seat is Jason Friedman. At the forum, he pointed to his family's history.
I'm four generations here in the city of Chicago. My great-grandfather started as a peddler on Maxwell Street. My grandfather had a hot dog stand not too far from here. My dad and I are known as the early pioneers of River North.
River North is where Friedman's father built a real estate empire. The son's campaign for Congress has raised big money from real estate, finance, and law interests. And Friedman has recently lent his campaign $750,000. With 13 candidates for Davis's seat and the possibility as little as a quarter of the vote could be enough to win, there are potential dark horses. University of Chicago emergency physician Thomas Fisher has raised more money than everyone but Friedman. Fisher's platform centers on healthcare.
The goal is to alleviate the kind of suffering that I see in the emergency department, and I recognize that that requires that I go upstream.
Another candidate is Anthony Driver Jr. He serves on a Chicago Police Accountability Commission, and he's a state director of the Service Employees Union. The union has spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on Driver's campaign.
I'm a person who intimately knows what it feels like to experience gun violence, to live in the food desert, to be one of the least of these, to be marginalized, to be pushed out.
Community organizer Keena Collins is making her fourth run for the seat. She finished just 6 percentage points behind Davis in 2022. And then there's former Cook County Commissioner Richard Boykin, Forest Park Mayor Rory Hoskins, immigrant rights organizer Annabel Mendoza, and former Federal Trade Commission attorney Reed Showalter. The three others on next Tuesday's ballot are Jasmine Robinson, David Ehrlich, and Felix Tello. I'm Chip Mitchell, WBEZ News.
Of course, the Illinois primary is on Tuesday, and we've got what you need to know before you head to the voting booth. You can learn about the races and the candidates, and you can look up what is on your local ballot. You can find that all at wbez.org/voter guide. Weather, it's nice right now, but it's going to be stormy later, becoming cloudy throughout the day, milder today, a high in the upper 40s, and then tonight, cloudy and windy. Some showers are likely, a low in the upper 30s, with wind gusts as high as 50 miles per hour. And then Friday, a high wind advisory, partly sunny, a high in the mid 40s, and again, gusts around 55 or 60 miles per hour at times. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thank you for listening.